Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Wave of Fire. Listeners, this is a big day today. By the way, we are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Now, how many of you were not on with us last week? I'm going to have to give a little update because some big things happened. Last week, we were adding to our toolbox. Okay, we've been talking about giving, we've been talking about the power of prayer, we've been talking about intention, we've been talking about a number of things as far as lifting the frequency in your life and actually aligning yourself for the life of your dreams. This is about aligning with the divine, with that which we call God, and allowing for infinite source to actually flow through us and to us and into our lives, bringing about that which we intend when we're standing in that alignment, when we're in the heart. Now, last week we did a little bit of, I'm going to say, an energy experiment. And you know what? This just brings me to the scripture in the Bible where God says, "Test me, try me, see if I'm not good." Okay, last week we were talking about the power of prayer and fasting. I'm not talking about fasting for weight loss. I'm not talking about just fasting to detox. I'm talking about fasting with all the benefits, and we're going to talk about those benefits a little bit more here in the Holistic Living part of the show. But fasting with alignment with spirituality. So really fasting, you know, in the Bible, there are so many examples of fasting. Good heavens, how many men of God went into the desert for 40 days and fasted, including that which we call Jesus or Yeshua, okay? Powerful, powerful forces of fasting. So last week, those of you who are on will remember, I decided on the show to do a 3-day progressive fast, holding up the intention for the financial support for the radio show. Okay, this is just an experiment. So I started the fast on Friday, and here's my news, listeners. This is the report back. Saturday morning, less than 24 hours later, we got a $1,000 donation. Can I just repeat that? Saturday morning, less than 24 hours later, we got a $1,000 donation from a woman who is a doctor. Yay! Okay, and the name of the woman who made this contribution is Dr. Leslie Woods. Dr. Leslie has been a listener with the show for a while. She's made some much smaller contributions before. Thank you so much. And by the way, all of our contributors out there, I just want to tell you how much it means for everything that you've given. I so want to appreciate that and say this show is an expression of the generosity of this community, right? It stays on the air from your financial support. However, last Friday was a bit different because we specifically said, here's an intention, and I'm fasting. So $1,000 came through a day later, but here's the clincher. Listen to this one. Dr. Leslie did not hear Friday's show. She had no idea that I was fasting and making a declaration for the sake of the financial support of the show. In fact, she listens mostly to the recorded versions of the show on the website, you know, on bridgeholistichealing.com. She told me that the last show she'd heard was in mid-September. So she had no idea. She just said she felt prompted, deeply compelled to contribute to the show. And the number that she got to contribute was $1,000. And I want you to know that $1,000 is exactly the monthly cost of airtime for this show with the radio station. So that covers exactly the whole full fee of airtime for a month. And she didn't know that either. So what an amazing outcome. Now, Jill Mattson is joining with us today. Jill, welcome. Thank you for joining in. And can we just carry forward this conversation a little bit about the power of fasting? What is going on here?
Well, first of all, congratulations. Congratulations for that wonderful support that you received and for your courage and tenacity to make yourself an example without an idea of what the result would be. I think that shows faith, which is another thing. Mm-hmm. We can add one of these weeks to our toolbox. But I would just say that when you look at the Bible, notice that Jesus always says everyone's a children of God. And he also says that this, meaning his miracles, and greater things you're going to do. So he's saying that us children of God, we're going to grow up. And all throughout his life, he gives us all these ways to maybe mature, but also to become more powerful, to claim more of our own energy. Mm. And my understanding of fasting is that our daily lives, digestion, for example, and digestion primarily takes up a tremendous amount of our energy. And since subconsciously or as a whole mind being, even what we're not conscious of, we're all paying attention to bodily processes, it consumes much of our energy. And when we give that a break or a rest, it can repower, reform, and grow into an even stronger, a stronger form. And so when you look at people throughout the ages that fast, they fast primarily to, as I would say in ancient words, to lessen the veil, to become closer to God, to have greater visions, to open up their psychic skills, and to be closer with the divine. And they do that by freeing themselves of their bodily energies. And they'll often like meditate in prayer and be silent during the fast time. And then they're able to put everything into strengthening. Think of it like building a great big phone line to God or to the divine. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I just think that's beautiful. Mm.
That is absolutely beautiful. So, you know, I brought in a little bit of information about some of the health and physical benefits of fasting as well. So, you know, I'm just getting more and more to where it's hard for me to separate the words mind and body and spirit, you know, because the longer I've been on this earth and the more I have delved into my soul and spiritual walk and revelation from the divine, you know, revelation from the Holy Spirit, I have really become so aware that our mind, body, and spirit are one, and that when we do something for one, it affects all three all the time. So I just brought in a little bit to add to the conversation about fasting, about what it does for health. Okay? Now, knowing that when we combine this with our heart and our connection with that which we call God, and hold a prayerful intention. The Bible talks so many times about fasting and prayer. And what is prayer mixed with fasting? You know, it's communication with the divine. It's hanging out with that higher aspect of life, that higher aspect of ourselves. It's not being caught up with the lower-minded things of the world, but it's talking with God, or talking with that which we call God, communing with spirit. And, you know, when we align ourselves to commune with spirit and hold an intention as well through the heart for some good thing here on earth, we're kind of being a bridge between heaven and earth, aren't we? So here's a few things that some people may not know about as far as the effects of fasting on the body. First of all, fasting promotes detoxification, as Jill mentioned as well. Our processed foods contain so many additives, and there's chemicals. There's just so many toxins in a normal Western diet. You know, and it's all virtually impossible on the planet now, really, to consume food without toxins in it. Even the air that plants are bringing into themselves to exchange and for their own nutrients is polluted. You know, there's pollutions in the air, even if we're not spraying chemicals on the plants. So most of us have got some toxins coming in from our foods, and fasting causes the toxins to be released. These toxins are stored in our fat cells, and fat is burnt during fasting, especially when it's prolonged. The toxins are released, And the liver and the kidneys and other organs in the body are involved in detoxification. So it means that those organs get used a bit, but we're actually clearing our backlog of sludge, which then does what? It opens us up for higher communication. It opens us up to be more in tune. It actually lifts our frequency. And Jill, we were talking about combining various tools for the best result for raising frequency last week, weren't we?
Yes, and I had a great way of restating what you just said in a little bit more of a sciencey kind of a view.
Mm-hmm.
In ancient times, they would study sound and music as kind of like a lens to look at the world. It was a lens to look at frequencies that we couldn't hear, you know, perhaps frequencies of light. Or frequencies, geomagnetic earth frequencies. They would understand how sound works, and then they'd say, okay, they're all vibrations, and they'd apply these rules. And if you look at sounds like they did in ancient times, you can see there's two processes in which energy vibrationally transfers, and everything's a vibration. So the first one is called resonance. And that's where sound from one pitch transfers to another pitch. And to me, that's just, like, miraculous. You know, like, if you're in across the room from me and I sing a G, I start to play G within you. And then the other one is entrainment, and that has to do with rhythms. So if I'm a big grandfather clock and you're a little alarm clock, you're shortly going to be ticking to my rhythm. I'm going to overtake yours, and you're going to mock me. And that's the explanation of the ancient maxim, so as above, so below. And the thing about these is that our thoughts are nothing but vibrations. They're brainwaves. Scientists calculate them. Alpha, beta, data. Delta, theta. And the same with our emotions, though this has yet to be, I think, more common knowledge. Our emotions are just an octave, they're just vibration. You know, love always feels the same because it's the same cycles per second. It is the same. It's a vibration. And so when we do something like fasting or all these tools we talked about, every single thing we do has a vibrational component, and it affects everything else. So if we still our body and go into prayer and free ourselves of toxins and start to purify our body and give our body energy, that physical energy from the fasting is going to uplift our emotions, our thoughts, and our connections to the divine. So it's like there's elevators, or maybe think of like a Rubik's Cube. And fasting just opens up this little channel in this tunnel, clearing up body, mind, soul, and taking us like on the elevator up.
Isn't that beautiful? So I want to interject a little something here. First of all, I learned something new, Jill. I thank you for sharing this. I'm going to say that I have used and known the term entrainment for a long time in my healing work. We call the session that we do an entrainment, okay? And I work with groups of people where the field of one entrains to another. Now, when you said resonance, I would say that I was not being specific enough with that term entrainment, and now I'm understanding about resonance. So we affect each other's fields through resonance. Would you say that when we're holding a high frequency in our field, then the resonance of that is kind of contagious, would you say?
Absolutely. Think about going to visit a preschool and how uplifting that feels to hear the children laugh and play. And then think about going to a nursing home and seeing how they're typically, how the vibrations there just take you down.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay, so we go in there to help emit our own higher frequency to help them resonate to something better. So we're giving when we go into that, right?
You bet.
That's beautiful. Okay, so such explains how our environment affects how we feel, because we start mm-hmm. to resonate with that. Okay, that's beautiful. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm going to interject a little personal story about this morning when you were talking about the emotions even having different vibrational frequencies. And I'd love mm-hmm. you to, I'm going to tell you my little experience this morning, and I'd love you to tell us how we can step in, maybe different ways of stepping in and changing that note, that emotional note mm-hmm. that we're holding. You know, I had a little bit of a falling out with a very dear friend. To be honest, we've been friends for a long time, and we've never had this happen before. We had a misunderstanding, and both of our feelings were hurt. And I was standing, you know, I was standing in the shower with this conversation going over and over through my head. You know how that can happen? You can get stuck in that little mm-hmm. circular thinking that just keeps mm-hmm. repeating. She said this and I think that, and I'm then imagining what you would say and what they would say, and in that is a defensiveness as well. You know, I'm feeling defensive, mm-hmm. like making something wrong. And I saw the pattern going over and over and over, and I was like, I'm stuck in this. I don't want to keep this circle running my tone today or last night. And you know what? Deep down, this is a very dear friend. There's a great love between us, and we've had a glitch. And the word came to me, interrupt. I connected with God. You know, I just tuned in to the Holy Spirit, and I said, help. Help. And the word interrupt came to me. Interrupt. And I just embraced it. And I went, okay, interrupt. Interrupt. And when I said that and thought it and let it kind of be me, kind of interrupt that thought pattern just by focusing on the word interrupt, I started remembering the beautiful memories that we've had together and the love that there's been between us for many years and all of the goodness that there is between us. And suddenly the things that were dominating my mind just started fading away. And I was able then to write her in that love, you know, and not just have words come out, but actually feel it in my heart. It was like the shift happened. The shift happened, and it was awesome because, gosh, I'm like, you know, I can fall victim to something like this, and if I don't intercede somehow, if I don't make a shift, it could carry on forever, you know? I mean, it could be an ended relationship, and then there can be unforgiveness and resentment, and just imagine how far things can go if you don't do something to shift it somewhere, if that circle is allowed to continue its course and strengthen itself over and over. So what's your insights into this process and how we shift ourselves from one emotion to another, from one perspective of how life's events are to another?
Oh, wonderful question. Well, you know me, back in antiquity, they had an understanding, particularly with Lao Tzu and the ancient Chinese. They understood that everything has a frequency, but in the world of duality, it has a positive and negative pole. So they say every frequency has a positive and negative manifestation. So like the frequency of evergreen is abundance, but it's also lack. So it's like if you're going to learn to master the feeling of abundance, you have to master lack, because it's part of the whole. It's like two sides of the same coin. So if you have a relationship with a friend, particularly a strong one, that it's always going to feel the same when you're around them. That's because your tones blend and create the combined tone. So you have one frequency, and if it's a really big relationship, it's a strong frequency in your life. And that frequency is going to have positive and negative poles. Think of it as science. It's not like she's got this fault or that fault or she hurts you. You're in a relationship. It's strong. It's affecting you. It's going to have a positive and negative manifestation. And I don't know, me being Pollyanna, I like to think of that as a good thing. It's like by testing your love for her, you are strengthening your master of your relationship and of that type of a frequency that you're creating with her. And so the big thing is that you're going to have those kind of positive and negative manifestations with everybody. Think of it as science, not that she hurt you. And that, to me, enables me to get out of my consciousness of feeling wounded and kind of forgetting, you know, the bigger picture. And so once I can raise my consciousness, and then I can realize, okay, this is just normal. This is science. This is helping me grow. It helps me to get out of it, and there's many ways. Of course, I've done music to raise your consciousness and to heal these frequencies and these relationships in the Paint Your Soul, Stardust, and Healing Flower Symphonies. But another way, I'm just giving you an example of many ways, but here's one. Like, when you're thinking of your friend and you're very hurt, put on beautiful, uplifting music. It's going to take you to a beautiful space, and then you're going to start seeing your friend, and it's a little easier to jump back into the positive manifestation of that. Another thing, if you can't do that, because sometimes the pain's pretty strong, and so one thing I do is would go to a beautiful spot in my mind. I think of the most loving, think of my someone I really love, or my dog that I have unconditional love for, and then quickly go back to the other person. And when I do that, my love carries over. And then, you know, after a while, my little stinking thinking gets in, and the frequency starts to drop. Then I go back to my dog, and I think, oh, how much she loves me, how pure it is. And then I go back and forth. And it's like any way you can start the vibration of that positive end, even if it's faking it till you make it. Like if you're really angry with someone, if you're around them, even if you can't be sincere, do beautiful things, and sincerity will follow, because they're octaves and energy transfers. So any way you can give, if you can give in your mind, if you can give in your thought, if you can give in your heart, if you can give in another arena and try to transfer it over, if you can love yourself, then you're amplifying your own power and frequency, and then it helps you to bridge into that positive love again. Is that
Jill Madsen, I'm over here crying. I can't tell you how beautiful that was. Because when you said, it's a test, and, it, you know, I just felt, actually, it's like, you know, this loving relationship has never had a challenge before. And it's like, at this point, I actually feel the love between us stronger than I did before. It's like a even a deeper appreciation for how valuable it is. And I just, that's just beautiful. That is so beautiful. So I thank you for that. And to give me a moment to recover, we're getting ready to play a clip of a phone conversation I had with Dr. Leslie Woods, who was guided by her own inner voice. I'm going to say the Holy Spirit acted in response to this fasting and intention and prayer on Friday that guided her to make this contribution. I mean, an enormous contribution on Saturday. And I'm going to let, she would be with us on air right now, but she had just started a series of seven 12-hour shifts with her new work. And she was actually contributing to us from her first paycheck from a new job that she has. So I'm going to let her tell you about it. Go ahead, and we're going to listen to that clip now. And Jill, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to return back with a conversation about fasting after, but I know that you need to move on. JillsWingsOfLight.com, www.JillsWingsOfLight.com is where you can find a myriad of amazing gifts that Jill Madsen has put together, and free gifts there that are available for you, as well as more substantial things that you can purchase. Jill, thank you for all that you're bringing, and we look forward to having you again.
Thank you. And just remember, love is all there is. Sometimes love takes crazy form.
I'm feeling the love. My heart is so open. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And here's our conversation with Leslie Woods. Dr. Leslie, I'm so excited to talk to you, and I just wanted to bring your voice in to the story of what happened on the weekend for all of the listeners, so that the whole community could kind of, share in the joy and the blessing and the support of faith that this testimony brings, you know? I mean, this is really a beautiful testimony, and I'm just going to repeat the story again for the listeners. that those who were with us on the show on Friday, we were talking about fasting and prayer and holding a prayerful intention and supporting that with the raised frequency of fasting. And I went and announced I was going on a 3-day fast, a progressive fast starting Friday. And Saturday morning came in a contribution for $1,000 for the radio show, and that is exactly what it costs for 1 month of our airtime, of the airtime itself. That's what it is. And so I was in such an amazed state of gratitude that one day into this fast and intention, this answer manifested itself so incredibly, and then found out that Leslie was not listening to the show on Friday. So, Leslie, what prompted you to bring forward that incredibly generous contribution to the show when you did on Saturday?
Well, the week prior, I was waiting for my paycheck to arrive, and lots of problems with it. They got sent to the wrong address, and then we set up like a direct deposit. My birthday was on Saturday, and I was kind of grumpy at the fact that I wasn't able to go away to New York with my friends because I was waiting for this paycheck to arrive. And then they told me that it would arrive on Monday, so Monday is October 21st. And I'm like, okay, well, there goes the weekend. And lo and behold, it arrived on my birthday, the 19th, and I just felt prompted by, I don't know, like an inner pull to donate to your show, and that was the amount that came into my mind's eye, and so I just donated. I didn't really think too much about it. I just knew that it was a strong pull, and it felt like the right thing to do, and I felt like I needed to support your show and for all that you do.
Wow. So, Leslie, how long have you been walking this spirit-guided life, hearing your own inner voice and allowing the Holy Spirit to tell you, do this, do that, How long have you had that kind of direction going on from within?
It's getting more stronger and stronger all the time, but it started, I was a massage therapist in the past, like 80s and 90s, before I went back to medical school, and it was kind of there, mostly in my hands as opposed to like in my mind's eye, and of course, when I started medical school, that's when I started to actually open more spiritually, so I felt like I was doing a dual degree constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and every time I follow my, that strong instinct, it's always right. So I've just learned to follow that.
What a beautiful testimony. And not question it. What a beautiful testimony. So when you live the faith-led path like this, and I mean, really, what you're expressing is a life of trust. I mean, there's a lot of trust in you acting like that, right? And you just following that guidance and giving enormously and or making whatever decisions you're making in life. Does it ever get scary? I mean, how do you stay at that level of walking in trust?
Oh, I don't think I stay there all the time, that's for sure. It feels more like a roller coaster, and usually I'll have like some distraught about anything. I'll have like moments of just doubt and insecurity and crankiness, and then that usually prompts more of an opening for me, and I start to just think about what I want, and or I ask out loud for what I want and or what I need, and it usually just will appear.
Isn't that beautiful? So I just want to commend you for, number one, letting when the contrast of life or the negatives of life show up for us, instead of going deep into it, you're letting it turn you towards, okay, I'm really grumpy about this. What would I like? What is it that I want instead? I mean, that's what I felt like I heard you saying. Is that how you normally work with yourself when you're having the negative feelings? You turn towards, okay, what is the opposite that I want?
Or why, trying to find the root cause of really what's causing my grumpiness.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, there's usually always a reason for it. And then trying to find another way. It's not always easy. Sometimes, like, you know, yeah, I have to be alone, seclude myself in order to figure it out.
How beautiful, though. You know, what do they, you know, my pastor used to say, go into your prayer closet. You know, close yourself in the closet and get alone with God. You know, tune in to all that is our own source and get aligned. And then it sounds like you're doing wonderful, wonderful work with your own life, Leslie, and you're certainly doing wonderful work for the world as you do that, because your field will be carrying that energy and information of the trust that you're walking in and of the faith that you're living by and of the blessings that are coming back to you from that. Are you noticing that when you ask and you need something, you know, you're being, it's coming? Are you noticing that manifestation happens for you?
Well, yes, mostly because of this experience. It's, you know, sometimes I don't quite pay attention, but this time I was like, you know, man, it's my birthday and I don't even have enough money to essentially buy myself a birthday present, and then I get the best gift ever by having my paycheck show up on my birthday.
And then instead of hoarding it up for yourself and running out and spending it all and going, oh, I got to keep as much as I can, you're then turning with this inner prompting and a sense of generosity and giving. I mean, that's amazing. You're giving generously on your birthday. Most people are thinking about, hey, where's all the goods? It's my birthday. So,
yeah.
You know, what brought you to that generous place?
I don't know. I mean, I think just being grateful for actually, like, I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to build up a business. I know how hard it all is. And when you don't have the support, I try to support wherever I can, when I can.
Wow. Well, Dr. Leslie Woods, we want to acknowledge you. I now represent our whole community from 90-plus countries around the world. We are soul brothers and sisters holding hands as one. And I just want to acknowledge you and put forward much gratitude to you for your blessing that you've poured upon this show and for listening to your inner voices, which is really what we're all working to do together, to let go of the fear-based life and looking around ourselves and trying to figure out how to get it right and keep ourselves safe and listen to that which comes from within, that blessed infinite source that gives us the most perfect guidance. Thank you for listening. Thank you for contributing. Thank you for being party in the answering to my own prayer and fasting for on behalf of the show. So it's just amazing the circle that we're all in. But I just want to say thank you so much. And it's such a blessing to have you be part of this community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Blessings and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks.
Is that a praise report or what? Can I just say this builds my faith, and I'm going to ask you to open your body, mind, spirit, and every cell in your body for this to increase your own faith. You know what, folks? This stuff works. You've seen it live in real life happening right here on the show. We make a decision to have an impromptu fast, hold up the intention, and you know what? I want to thank all of you for being participants in this process too. Because, for goodness sakes, less than 24 hours is a really rapid manifestation rate. And with all of us together holding an intention for the continuation of this show and its abundant financial support, bang, just the right person who the Holy Spirit has lined up to be in just the right circumstances gets prompted from the heart who knew nothing about it. Is that gorgeous? And can I tell you, that's the way it should be. I never want you guys to put in a contribution here because of something I've said that moves you emotionally or that you feel manipulated by in any way. Okay? This is a spiritual path here. You know what? God will prompt your heart. If it's a rightness for you to contribute, then contribute from that inner rightness. In fact, remember what we said. Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. When that still quiet inner voice from your heart speaks, do it. Even if you didn't know that there was a fast going on, which is what Dr. Leslie did, okay? Is that funny, too, that her name is Dr. Leslie Woods? And I'm Dr. Leslie Wells, so I think that's just hilarious as well. But I want to make one more acknowledgement real quick. Before we move on, we've got a very special guest holding on the line. I want to thank Veronica Nathan from Ireland, who is one of our regular listeners and one of our blessed supporting angels, who also gave her own contribution. Thank you so much, Veronica, during the show last Friday as well. So all of you, I want to acknowledge the generosity that you've put forward and how valuable and important it is, the gifts that you're giving, whether it's your prayers upholding this show or your financial support. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I also wanted to share this big story as an increaser of faith, because a woman acted not from knowing what our intention was or what we were putting forward, but from her own inner prompting. And that is how the hand of the divine works. Now, speaking of the hand of the divine, we have a special guest on the line who is crossing into new territory in the field of medicine. Dr. Sheila Kilbane is a medical doctor here in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's a pediatrician who's doing new and different things in her practice. She's working with integrative pediatrics. She's bringing in more, a higher consciousness in her practice, and I was so impressed with what she was saying about how she's working with children and their families today that I wanted to bring her on the show so she could share her gifts with all of you out there as well. Dr. Sheila Kilbane, thank you for being with us today. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing. You know, it's brave souls that are stepping forward in what I perceive. The Holy Spirit is revealing to me that there is a major shift in the makings in the medical system. There's more and more people like you that are practicing in a new and different way. Can you share with us a little bit about how you see the difference between how you're practicing and the more conventional, traditional medical practice? What are you doing differently?
Sure. So it's been, like everyone, it's been a journey for me. And when I started off in my traditional practice, I didn't feel like I had enough time with patients to do the education and to connect. And when I started to realize how I needed to be grounded in order to have that healing relationship with patients, I made a shift, and I left my standard medical practice. And so the way that I work now is I'm able to spend much more time with the families, and I see a lot of kids who've been to, often they've been to a couple of specialists, they've been sick for a long time, and I clean up, help them clean up their nutrition, and we'll do some supplements. But the big lesson for me doing all of this has been, a lot of times the big shift that happened with the kids, I really don't think I don't think the nutrition and the supplements are the main part of it. I think the whole family shift, and the families often, they'll all start eating healthier. They all start seeing themselves as healthy beings, and it's more of an energetic shift, and it's them realizing that they have the power in their own health, that their own bodies have the power to heal. And it's been incredible to watch, and it's really been a big process. One of the things that, right when I finished studying integrative medicine, I was switching, instead of prescribing pharmaceutical drugs, I was prescribing supplements. And I realized that that wasn't exact, you know, what was the difference of that? So I wanted to bring more of the innate healing of our own bodies. And so that's where it comes down to really teaching people to tap into that higher power within. And I think that that's what often makes that big shift.
That is so awesome. So, Dr. Sheila, how are you positioning people into that new paradigm? What are you saying that's actually bringing that new perspective across to the parents and to the child that, you know, I have the power to heal myself, that my body is a self-healing organism? How are you positioning the parents' minds not to be victims of what's going on here, looking for a rescue from without, to actually honoring that inner wisdom that's within their own child's body? What do you do to do that?
That is such a great question, and that has also been a learning process for me. But when I can hear the story of the patient and I can point out different things and similarities in patients, you know, that I have seen in the past, and I will ask prompting questions to the parents, and they'll kind of have that, oh, yes, they do do that. Yes, they do do that. And then we often talk about the parents' own history, their family history, and that's very revealing. And when you can point out these physical manifestations of things that can be, stress can bring out a whole lot of different symptoms in people, whether it's kids or adults, it's they have this knowing and this understanding, and they are able to make that shift then when it's pointed out. One of the big things is gut issues. So I'll just use ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. A lot of these can have, energetically what I find is that they will be people who hold on to their emotions and kind of keep them stuffed down. And what you can see, if when I talk about that, and I don't, you know, I explain it in a more of the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems, that a lot of times these people are in sympathetic overdrive a lot of times, so they have high stress, high cortisol, and it's really what the cortisol and the stress hormones do to the body, and that's just where it manifests. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in kids, the stress will manifest as headaches, it will manifest as stomach aches. But when you point that out, and I talk about kind of the emotions or the energetics of the different disease processes, and they can look down the line and say, oh yeah, grandma had the same thing, and that's exactly how she was. And it makes sense. You know, sometimes we call just our gut, the little brain in the gut, because it's affected by all the same emotions that our bodies and our brain is affected by.
Isn't that funny? And like, listeners, you'll remember times when you had butterflies in your stomach, right? Or you even felt nauseous because you were so anxious about that test you were going to take, or about that first date, or whatever it was. So yeah, that's I think we can all relate to when we felt our emotions in our gut quite physically, quite literally.
One of the other, if you all want, I'm doing a program right now. I'm doing a pilot program with two other practitioners, a pediatric occupational therapist and a movement therapist. And what we're doing is we invited five families with five children who have attention issues. Some of them may have anxiety, big emotional ups and downs. And we're not only seeing the kids, but we're working with the parents to work through the nutrition, kind of the biomedical aspect of it, and the family dynamics, and the kind of the self-esteem of not only the child but also the parent. And we're just seeing wonderful, wonderful results in taking that whole family approach. Because that's another thing, you know, we have such high rates of ADHD, which is that attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and often if you look at the family dynamics, there may be a lot of stress going on, or maybe one or the other parents may have some of those same issues. Mm-hmm. And when we help the parents, look at those and realize, you know, kind of take that control over their life. And in the essence, what that means to me is living our truth with a capital T, you know, living what we're intended to live on earth. And that's when our, I think that's when our nervous systems calm down.
There we go. We call that alignment. Aligning. Chiropractically speaking, this is beyond the spine, folks. This is true alignment with the divine. It's body, mind, and spirit alignment. Good. That's
exactly. And it just, it allows, you know, because there are many people who are extraordinarily bright who have attention issues. And when they live what they're supposed to be doing, probably those gifts are going to be utilized in serving, you know, whatever they're supposed to be doing.
This is beautiful. Dr. Sheila Kilbane, I can't thank you enough for joining us on the show and for the gifts that you're bringing, bringing consciousness into what some would say has been quite an unconscious system, bringing more awareness into healthcare and helping people see that link between the body, mind, and the spirit. And, you know, when you were talking about working with the parent and the household, not just the individual like it's an isolated issue that's not related to its surroundings, we were talking earlier on the show about resonance, about a note being hit in one part of the room that will sort of awaken that same frequency in another part, and how we affect one another with that resonance, and that a way of being in the household can be a bit contagious. So you kind of work with the whole family and the whole household, just like we, in a holistic way, and obviously that you're doing in your practice as well, are looking at the whole person, not just the illness that's being expressed or the symptom of disease as the cause. Well, I can't thank you enough. We just want to send you blessings from all the listeners. We are a community spreading beyond 90 countries around the world, and of course here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, I'm going to give them, if that's okay with you, your personal website to learn more about you and your practice. Can they do that there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so listeners, this is www.SheilaKilbane, spelled SHEILAKILBANE. com. That's Dr. Sheila Kilbane, Integrative Pediatrics here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you so much, Doctor, and we look forward to having you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Lindsay. Blessings. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Now we have got a listener on the line to share with us their own story about. Oh no, where are they gone? Nicole Coleman, thank you for calling. And you know what? If you can call back, we can put you on the air in just a moment. If anybody else has a story that they'd like to share on fasting, call in now. Know that our lines are open and you can tune in with us here in just a moment. Now, I've got another little quick story to tell you about manifestation happening. Oops, didn't give you the number. Sorry. Our call-in number is 704-553-1370. Again, that's 704-553-1370. Call in and share with us your own story about fasting. And, Nicole, I'm so sorry to keep you on hold for so long while we had Dr. Sheila on. We're moving on. I wanted to share with you another praise report about a fulfillment of an intention that I aligned with that which we call God. On July 4th weekend, I wrote, just as I did before my husband showed up on the beach unexpectedly. I met this man who just felt compelled to come and speak with me, and I had 5 days before written a heavenly order of special written focused intention prayer requests for a new relationship and how I wanted that to look. I did the same on July the 4th weekend, saying that what would I love to see next in my life, and I thought I'd love to see a consciousness raising television show, kind of like what we're doing here on the radio. And guess what? 4 weeks ago, I got a call from Diane Wilkins in New Zealand, who Diane is the founder and developer of New Zealand the First Light, or NZ the First Light. Judy Satori and I were a part of their First Light symposium in April of this year, and she asked me to be the host for a new ongoing internet television show or an ongoing weekly webinar show called Interviews with Dr. Leslie. So that starts this upcoming week. So next week, for Americans, this is going to be October the 30th, and for New Zealanders, this is going to be Thursday, October the 31st. Of course, we've got a day difference on our calendars. It will be played at 12 midday New Zealand time, which right now is 7 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. And our first guest is Dr. Gary Cook, Spirit Walker. And join us for our Interviews webinar series as Gary Spirit Walker shares the wisdom of his spiritual journey. Now, all those who attend will receive for free Gary's ebook, The Secret Land 2, Journeys into the Mystery, as a free gift valued at $30. So this webinar is going to be 45 minutes long. The investment is $10 New Zealand, which for those Americans, that's going to translate to probably around $8. And if you are interested and would like to register to be on that webinar show, go to the website that we're affiliated with all the time anyway, okay, www.bridgeholistichealing.com. That's bridgeholistichealing.com. Go to the top of the radio page and you will see how you can register for the first inaugural web TV show. Again, you know what? I aligned. I held the intention. It came. I didn't go looking for it. I didn't put out any information about that I wanted this. This was a deal between me and that which we call God, and it showed up just as miraculously as the contribution showing up from Dr. Woods. So, and as my husband showing up on the beach. So, you know what, folks? There is power. You know, ask and it is given. It's a matter of just aligning and believing. So there's major power in faith. Next week, we're going to go a bit further into the list that I started about the fasting benefits to the body. We talked about the detoxification, and next week, we're going to talk a bit more about resting the digestive system and also resolving inflammatory response. So we'll get back to that next week. And those of you who are listening who have your own personal short story to share about fasting and what's showing up in your life, don't hesitate to call us next week. We will make a space for you to tell your own story. That's 704-553-1370. We are going to acknowledge now Harmony, Creating Harmony Miss. This is the flower remedy mist that we've been talking about on the show, and I wanted to say that I've been using them this morning in the studio. I've been so blessed to have these things in my practice and in the studio. And this is Creating Harmony LLC that we've been talking about on the show. Dr. Leslie Woods is going to get a whole set of these sprays because that was the gift that Kathy Smith offered last week for those who contributed $100 or more. And she still has that on offer. So if anyone feels moved by the Holy Spirit, know that when you contribute to the finances of this show, $100 or more, you will get an entire set of all six of these amazing flower remedy mists. Today I've been using meditation and stress. Remember I said I was going through, you know, some upheaval with a personal relationship, which has really resolved itself now, and with seeing even deeper the love and value that we've had. And also meditation helps you connect more clearly with that which we call God. It kind of clears the space for your higher connection. So Kathy Smith is going to be sending this whole package of the flower remedies to Dr. Leslie, who had no idea that she was also going to be given a gift back for her giving. Remember when we talked about the gifts of giving? This is part of it. Now, I have one more announcement to make, and it is about a series of presentations that is going to be going on at Spirit of Alara, which is in Mooresville, North Carolina, just north of Charlotte. And they have asked me to start presenting something for the public every second Saturday of the month. So just know that that's going to be available ongoing. I wanted to let you know, though, that the first one, Series 1, is going to be November the 9th from 1 to 5 p.m., and that is going to be called Awakening Your Inner Voice. And the outcomes are going to be clearing what's needed to be cleared to enable you to speak your truth from the heart, For some, it's going to be an opening to speak from their soul, becoming a channel, a portal of downloads of information from that which we call God, the Holy Spirit, to actually open up your gift of what some would call prophecy, words of higher knowledge, insights beyond this world. And also, thirdly, awakening your light language or angelic tongues for those who have that gift ready to be opened. There's going to be activations taking place at this session. So that's going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. If you want to learn more about it or register in advance, go to Alara, A-H-L-A-R-A, international.com, and you'll be able to register there, okay? Again, that's on John Knox Road in Mooresville at Alara International on November the 9th. Listeners, thank you for joining us today. We're going to wrap up this show with a moment of connecting with all that is, that which we call God, through a spiritual language that's beyond the mind. Just relax and be like a sponge. Rahi na namani isakaye, la so u shakadamani isata. Ya nanani also ko, ye she isha namani also to. Lu ashakanamani asa, lu she isha kanamani ase. We send you blessings, we send you love. You are never alone. For now, we bid you farewell, listeners, and until next week, walk sacred. If you would like to make a donation to help keep the Dr. Leslie Show on the air, we receive your help with humility and deepest gratitude. Thank you for giving. Your giving opens you to richly receive into your life. If you'd like to advertise or donate to help this show, check out our website, BridgeHolisticHealing.com. That's BridgeHolistic with an H, healing.com. Or for more info, call me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Brothers and sisters, remember, you are loved. All is well. And you are never alone. See you next week on the Dr. Leslie Show.